is an important message from your government. Although victory in Europe has been accomplished, the demands on our food supply have not been lessened. You can help relieve the food shortage by preserving your own fruits and vegetables. Home canning is a wartime necessity. Knowing the proper techniques and methods in home canning is important, and you can get expert advice by simply writing the Department of Agriculture, Washington 25, D.C. Remember, there must be no letdown this year. Home canning is one of the nation's most important jobs on the home front in 1945. And now, Swan, the white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile's, brings you George Burns and Gracie Allen. With the music of Felix Mills, the Swan Tet, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. Well, next week, George and Gracie are leaving for a tour of camps and hospitals to entertain our servicemen. So we find them now making preparations.
Now, don't worry about the house while we're going, George. I've taken care of everything. The milk, the paper, the bakery man.
Good.
Nothing will be wasted.
Good.
Now, here's my plan. First, the paper boy comes and reads the paper.
Yeah.
And then the milkman comes, reads the paper, and leaves the milk. Then the postman comes, drinks the milk, and leaves the mail. Then the bakery man comes, reads the mail, and leaves the bread. Now, the bread sits on the porch all day, and the sun toasts. Next morning, the paper boy eats the toast and leaves the paper. Then the milkman comes, reads the paper, and leaves the milk.
I know how it goes from there. That I know. Now, let's take one thing at a time. You expect the sun to toast the bread?
Well, George, this is California. The sun always... Better leave the toaster out, huh?
Connect it. Listen, Gracie, I've got a little suggestion. Why not stop the paper, the milk, and the bakery?
Darling, that's a brilliant idea. I think it's even better than mine.
Even.
George, you're a genius.
Oh, sure.
That's not just a cabbage sitting on your shoulders.
Thanks.
That cabbage has got brains in it.
It's a nice little TL. Let's just take the key to our house over to Harry Von Zell's and ask his mother to keep an eye on things first.
What for?
So burglars can't come in and carry off the furniture.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've figured out a burglar trap. We'll run the garden hose into the living room and fix it so that if a burglar opens a window or a door, it turns on the hose.
Well, that's not going to keep him out.
No, but what burglar is stupid enough to steal wet furniture? This is no cabbage in my head either.
You could have fooled me.
Let's take the key over to Mrs. Von Zell.
Well, George and Gracie, come in.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Von Zell. We dropped by to ask you if you'd keep an eye on our house while we're gone.
Yes, we're going on a tour of camps and hospitals to entertain the boys.
Isn't that splendid?
They deserve it. Those heroes have been bombing Berlin and Tokyo, laying those eggs on the target. The least I can do is tell them a few of my best jokes.
Yeah, that's right. Those boys have done their part. They've laid a lot of eggs. Now it's George's turn.
Yeah.
You know, Mrs. Burns, when Harry was a boy, I used to take him to see your husband in vaudeville.
Oh, really?
Yes. He'd sit there and say, "Mommy, someday I'm going to be like that man up there on the stage."
Oh, and does he still feel that way?
Oh, no. I beat that out of him years ago. But Mr. Burns has come a long way since those days.
You bet.
Just think. All the way from vaudeville to a featured spot on the Harry Von Zell program.
Now, just a minute.
Hey, Mom, do you know... Oh, hello, Burnses.
Harry, your mother thinks you're the most important person on our program.
Oh, now, just a minute, Mom. There are a couple of people who are much more important than I'll ever be.
That's better.
One of the most famous teams in history.
Now, you're talking.
The Lieber Brothers.
Huh?
They're the ones who make Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile's. And they make it so pure, so mild and gentle, that doctors recommend Swan soap for bathing little babies. And if Swan soap is gentle enough for baby's tender skin, you know the perfect soap for your tub or shower, your complexion, must be Swan.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
Nobody can say Swan soap the way Harry can say it.
Or as often.
Say some more, son.
Oh, Mom.
You have such a beautiful voice.
And Swan, it's well for dishes.
You not only get loads of hard-working suds, but you can be sure that Baby Gentle Swan will help keep your hands
smooth and lovely.
Oh, Harry has such a pear-shaped tone.
Harry has such a pear shape.
You know, my boy could have been an opera singer instead of just star of the Harry Von Delphi band. He inherits his glorious voice from me. A bella figlia dell'amore.
Great with Swan.
Oh, fine.
Chiama Swan dei vecchi tuoi.
Great with Swan.
Come on, Gracie, let's go home.
Was Mrs. Von Zell telling you that Harry had a great voice? You, the greatest singer the world has ever known.
Oh, boom, 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 say, have you ever been away?
Ah, you solid, Jackson. No wonder Lawrence Tippett would give anything to have your throat.
Lawrence Tippett? You'd like to have my throat?
Heard him say so myself. One night at the canteen, you were singing, and Tibbet said I'd give anything to get my hands on that man's throat.
There's no room as grand as my land.
John.
From California.
John. I just had a sensational idea. You can sing the servicemen for the camp in the summer.
Sing for the servicemen? I'll be glad to.
Will inspire our soldiers.
Of course.
My speaking. When they hear you sing, they'll want to rush right to Japan.
Yeah.
Come in.
Mrs. Burns?
Yes.
I'm from Army headquarters. The general suggested that I drop by and discuss your camp tour.
Oh, fine. Come right in, Private.
I'm a colonel.
Oh, really? Somehow you look more important than that.
Didn't you see his eagle?
Eagle?
Yeah. Can't you tell the colonel from his eagle?
Well, I suppose I could if I saw them both together.
Don't explain that, Colonel. Suppose we talk about our tour.
Oh, yes, Colonel. We have a surprise for you. My husband is going to sing for the boys.
Oh, does Mr. Burns sing?
Does he? Like an angel. He's the greatest singer in the whole world, that's all.
Oh, now, Gracie's exaggerating, Colonel. Not much, maybe, but a little.
Well, if Mr. Burns is going to sing, I'll certainly see that it gets plenty of advance advertising.
Well, give the Colonel a little sample, Citizen. Open up that glorious mouth and let the music pour from your throat like gas from a flamethrower.
Well, okay, I'll give him the last four bars.
Make me lose those Yankee Doodles. You can have my one Yankee Doodle Blues.
Well, Colonel?
Mr. Burns. Perhaps it would be better if we didn't advertise his singing.
Huh?
I think we ought to keep the thing, a secret.
You, mean a military secret?
Yeah, that's it. A top military secret. Don't talk about it to a soul.
Oh, well, we won't. It might endanger the war effort, huh?
It might wreck it.
Hey, Gracie, do you think he liked my singing?
Why, George, he must have loved it if he made it a military secret. Why, isn't it exciting?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be famous among our soldiers, dear. I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this war, you're better known and better loved than powdered egg.
I hope so.
are Felix Mills and the orchestra with the Swansets singing I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Never went in door after door or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now, when you turn the lamp low, I see the light.
I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark.
Then you came and caused a spark and the boil on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, never saw rainbows in my wine. But now, with your lips on mine, I'm beginning to breathe a lie.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. Well, I guess this is the last we'll be seeing you for a while. My husband and I are leaving on a tour of service camp.
Yeah, so I hear. What sort of act are you going to do at the camp, Mrs. Burns?
Well, George is going to... Oh, I almost forgot. It's a military secret, and people who know military secrets aren't allowed to talk.
My, if only my wife knew a few.
Mr. Postman, what are you planning to do on your vacation?
Oh, I think I'll just lie out in the yard in the sun and let its glorious rays turn my magnificent body into a gleaming bronze Apollo instead of a white one.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like much of a vacation. Have you ever tried fishing?
Well, last year, I hired a boat and took my wife way out in the ocean.
Oh, did you have any luck?
No, she swims like a duck.
My goodness. You mean she fell overboard?
Yes, and I didn't even notice it at first. Then when I spied her in the water, I started to row like mad.
Oh, I should think so.
Was no use, though. She caught up to me.
But how could you leave her in the water? A shark might have attacked her.
Why should I worry what happens to a shark?
Oh, now look here, Mr. Postman. You have no right to talk about your wife that way. You've told me time and time again how ugly and ill-tempered she is. That's not nice. Remember, she's your wife.
Well...
You've even said you regret marrying her.
Well...
And you're always talking about how mean she is to you.
Yes, I guess you're right, Mrs. Burns. Hmm. But I never said I hated her, did I?
Well, no.
And I'll say it now, I hate her! Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Expect to get the packing done.
Oh, right now, dear. Oh, that always happens when you're the busiest.
Well, I'll answer it. You get on with the packing.
All right, dear.
Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Harry. Hello, Mrs. Monsell.
Mr. Burns, I'm afraid I owe you an apology. After you left this morning, my son explained to me that it's not the Harry Von Zell program at all, but the George Burns program.
You did, huh?
Yes. I hope you'll forgive me. But you know how we mothers are. We like to imagine our sons amount to something.
Oh, sure.
Even if they're worthless no-accounts, we're proud of them.
I understand.
I'm sure your mother feels that way about you.
Yes. George, I also told Mama that we shouldn't expect to sing in front of you because you're a great singer yourself.
Well, thanks, Harry.
Sing something for Mama, George.
Okay, I'll give your mother a little fill.
I'd love
get
to call your
voice,
dear. Get
a load of this voice, Mama. It's terrific. Go ahead, George.
I'd love
listening
to call
listening to George's
dear.
Beautiful voice is like looking at a beautiful picture. Sing for Mama, George.
Yeah.
I'd love to
it's
call
like
your
It's like looking
voice,
at
dear.
That beautiful baby picture the Swan people are offering.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, they are, George.
They are?
They are. All you have to do is send a dime to Swan, Box 1, New York 8, New York, and they'll send you this beautiful picture in full color. It shows lots of happy little babies playing on their own little merry-go-round, you know. Makes you happy just to look at it. But go ahead and sing, George.
Yes, I came all the way over to hear you. You might at least have the courtesy to sing.
Okay, then listen.
I'd love to call your rose.
You sent for one of those pictures, didn't you?
Oh, well, of course I did, son.
Roses fade away.
You know, they're perfect for framing. No advertising on them.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes, they're simply wonderful for the nursery or for a gift. Well, Mr. Burns, don't stand there like a bump on a log. Are you going to sing or aren't you?
I'll try once more.
I'd love to call you, Rose. I'd love to call.
I wonder if I remember to put a dime in that envelope.
Well, Mama, you can't get the picture unless you send in a dime. Did you get the address right, Swan, Box 1, New York 8, New York?
Oh, yes. Swan, Box 1, New York 8, New York. Oh, now I remember I did send the dime.
Oh, good. Well, go ahead and sing, George.
Yes, Mr. Burns, you mustn't make people coax you like this. If you're going to be shy, you'll never get any place.
Shy? Listen, I'm going to sing for the Army and Navy this summer. Does that sound like I'm shy?
Oh, goodness, no. And if you're that important, I insist on hearing your voice.
Okay.
I love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses die when wintertime appears.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Where is the Army and Navy going to have you sing?
All over. Maybe even overseas. They might even send me to Germany.
Germany?
Yes.
Good heavens. Isn't unconditional surrender enough?
Good day, Mrs. Von Zell.
Colonel Tollinger?
Yes?
Captain Smith, the medical corps reporting, sir. You sent for me?
Oh, yes, Captain. I went by to see Mr. and Mrs. George Burns. They're ready to leave on their camp and hospital tour.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go right over there and give Mr. Burns an inoculation shot.
Beg your pardon, Colonel, but we don't usually give an inoculation shot unless the performer is leaving the country.
That's why I want you to shoot only Mr. Burns. I think after a few generals hear him sing, he may be leaving the country.
Yes, sir.
George, Harry Von Zell and his mother are telling everyone that you're going to sing for the Army and Navy. Did you tell them?
Sure.
But didn't you hear what the colonel said? Your singing is a military secret. You've committed treason.
Treason? Oh, honey, you're excited about nothing.
Nothing? When you might be shot? Shot like Benedict Arnold or Alan Hale?
Stop. All right, I said something the colonel said not to. But I'm not going to get shot for it. You'd better answer the door. I'm going in and get our packing done.
Come in.
Mrs. Burns?
Yes?
I'm Captain Smith. Colonel's orders, ma'am. I'm here to give Mr. Burns a shot.
I knew it. I knew it.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you can't do it, Captain. You can't. You can't. He's too young.
Well, we shoot them any age.
Oh, but, Captain, my husband is a civilian.
I know that.
But he's even more civilian than most civilians.
I'm a busy man, Mrs. Burns. Where's your husband?
Wait. Let me be the one to tell him. It'll be easier that way.
All right.
George.
Yeah?
Goodbye, old paint.
Old paint?
You're riding into the sunset, old Dobbin.
Dobbin?
You're heading for the last roundup, old Pinto.
Gracie, what's this all about?
Goodbye, old paint.
Oh, stop.
George, I want you to know that I've been happy every minute of our marriage.
That's nice.
I know there were a couple of people who thought you wouldn't be a good husband. Mama, Papa.
That's right.
Grandma, Grandpa, Sister Bessie.
Gracie.
There were a few scoffers who said you wouldn't amount to anything. Uncle Dan, Aunt Clara, Cousin Joe, Brother Willie.
All right.
The Iceman, Butcher, Schwab the druggist, Moe the tailor, Mulrooney the cop.
Gracie.
There were a few who said I made a mistake marrying you. Eddie Cantor, Harpo Marx, the Andrews sisters, my Sunday school class, Chamber of Commerce, the Prudential Life Insurance Company, the Democrats.
All right, all right. Will you please tell me what's going on?
Goodbye,
old
friend.
Oh, stop. Why are you saying goodbye?
Well, because you revealed that military secret. And the army is here to shoot you.
You still worrying about that?
I mean it. There's a captain here right now to execute
you. Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'll speak to the captain. Hello, Captain. I'm George Burns. My wife tells me that you're here to shoot me.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Take off your coat.
Oh, wait, Captain. Oh, Captain, how can you do it? Look at that sweet, innocent face. Look at that frightened expression in those big, soft, brown eyes. Like a cow walking past a butcher shop. Captain, how can you look at that face and shoot him?
Believe me, it won't be easy. Now, come on, Mr. Burns, I've got the needle ready.
Oh, needle? My goodness, are you going to shoot him or crochet him?
I'm going to shoot him in the arm with a needle. Give him an inoculation.
I thought you were going to shoot him with a gun. Execute him for giving away a military secret.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He couldn't be shot without a trial.
Wasn't a very important secret anyway. Just going to sing at army camp.
Oh, really? I'd like to hear you.
All right. I'd love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses die when winter time appears.
Well, Captain... You, Captain, put down that gun. Remember what you said about a trial.
Oh, Captain!
George and Gracie will be right back. And for the last time this season, I want to remind you that Swan is swell for everything. For baby, for you, for dishes, and for your light laundry. That's because Swan's the white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile. The white floating soap that's baby mild, baby gentle. If you haven't yet tried Swan, well, gee whiz, what are you waiting for, And now here are George and Gracie.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight George and I come to the end of 4 years of broadcasting on the Swan program. Next season, we're moving to another network, another night, for another sponsor.
But before we go, we want to say thanks to Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan. Gracie and I have been in show business a lot of years. But these last 4 years have really been four of the happiest we've ever known.
And next season, these Swan programs will be taken over by a very dear friend of ours and a wonderful entertainer, Joan Davis. Good luck, Joan.
Good luck. Good night.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, invite you to tune in to your Columbia station again next season when Joan Davis will be on the air for Swan. Watch your local newspaper for the date of the first program, and until then, this is Harry Bonzell saying, well, I, Swan, how about you?
This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.